in Mark's Gospel. Now, two things. It's only in Mark's Gospel I read those words. He hath done all things well. He maketh the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. I only read that in Mark's Gospel. You know, it's only in Mark's Gospel he sits down on the right hand of God. You don't read that in Matthew. And you don't read that in Luke or in John. But in Mark's Gospel, Christ sits down at the right hand of God. It's the evidence of a finished work. So in Mark's Gospel, it's the dignity of the servant. When I come to Luke's Gospel, it's the dependence of the man. I read about his private life. I read about his public life. And I read about his prayer life. I read about his private life with God. I read about his public life for God. And I read about his prayer life to God. And it's the dependence of the man in Luke's Gospel. When I come to John's Gospel, it's the devotion of the Son. I read about his love for the Father. I read about his love for his own. I read he loved Martha, her sister, and Mary. And four times in John's Gospel I read the disciple whom Jesus loved. So, Matthew, the dignity of the king. Mark, the diligence of the servant. Luke, the dependence of the man. And John, the devotion of the son. Now, when I read a gospel, I look for three things, right? I look for a key word. And I look for a key verse. And I look for a key chapter. Now, I'm going to give you what I believe is the key word, and the key verse, and the key chapter of Mark's Gospel. And if you've a different key, that's okay with me. Sometimes two keys are better than one. Especially when you lock one inside your car. What's the key word of Mark's Gospel? Well, I think we would all agree the key word is straightway, immediately. As you go throughout Mark's Gospel, you read straightway, immediately, the key word in Mark's Gospel. What's the key verse in Mark's Gospel? I believe the key verse in Mark's Gospel is Mark 10 and 45. For the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for the many. I don't see many heads nodding this way or that way. Now, what's the key chapter of Mark's Gospel? I'm satisfied that the key chapter of Mark's Gospel is Mark chapter 1. So there I've given you the key word, the key verse, and the key chapter of Mark's Gospel. Now, what marks the Lord Jesus in Mark chapter 1? I'm going to give you five things. I'll give you the bones, you put the meat around them. I'll give you five things that marks Jehovah's servant in Mark chapter 1. First of all, you have his testimony or his commendation. And we're going to speak this morning about the commendation of the servant in Mark chapter 1. So you have the commendation of the servant. The second thing I notice in Mark chapter 1 is this. You have the control of the servant. Remember, he's moved by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You have the control of the servant. The third thing I notice about the servant in Mark chapter 1 is this. You know, he's a servant that's busy. But you think about the communion that marked the servant. He rose a great while before day, and he goes into a solitary place, and there he prays. The communion of the servant. The fourth thing I notice about the servant in Mark chapter 1 is this. He's a servant that is marked by compassion. And the fifth thing I notice about the servant in Mark chapter 1 is this. He's a servant that has a commission. Let us go to the next town also. For this cause was I sent. Now let's think about the commendation of the servant. You know, he's got the commendation of heaven. And he's got the commendation of earth. And he's got the commendation of hell. Let's think about the commendation of heaven. Two things rent asunder in Mark's gospel. In Mark chapter 1, the heavens are rent asunder. But at the end of Mark's gospel, the veil of the temple is rent asunder. When the heaven is rent asunder, I see a Father that's pleased with a Son. When the veil of the temple is rent, I see a God that is satisfied with a sacrifice. But Jehovah's servant has the testimony of heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, the testimony of heaven. But you know, he has the testimony of earth. You remember John the Baptist? He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. That could be read like this. My successor is my superior because he was my predecessor. And John says in Mark chapter 1, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. The commendation of earth. Ah, but there's a demon speaks about him in Mark chapter 1. Listen to what the demon says about him. I know thee who thou art, thou holy Son of God. My time is gone. Let me close with those words. We're living a gospel, a chapter each day. By the deeds that we do, by the words that we say, men read what we live, whether faithless or true, say what is the gospel according to you. The commendation of the servant.